scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
And joining us from the Nightstand Studios, Megan.
Hey there. I'm back. Hey. I don't remember how to do this. It's been so long. I don't remember how to do radio.
Honestly, yesterday I got in here and I was just like, all right, so what do I do again?
Right.
I hit this
button.
What
was I supposed to have done? You know, like, what was I supposed to finish before I went on vacation? And
even honestly, setting this up between the conversation between me and you to connect with you, I was just like, wait, which button do I push? Right. Where do I go to connect this?
How does any of this work again?
But check
this out. Hopefully we'll figure it out.
Speaking of jobs, and trending topics, by the way, is brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is worth over $440 million.
Wow. Okay.
But this is the weird part. A survey by Career Builder reveals that 51% of people would keep working even if they won a large lottery jackpot and didn't work again.
Oh, wow.
I didn't need to work again, you know?
I think that I would keep working. I think I'd be really selective about what I did, but I would work.
Yeah,
would
I think so too, but I don't know. I would definitely change some things up. I would probably be doing most of the stuff from home.
Would you be getting up at 5 a.m. anymore?
Probably not.
Yeah, exactly.
That is one thing I may change. I do enjoy, you know, being a part of the show and doing all that, but if I won $440 million... I don't know. I think sleeping in would be a real nice thing.
Don't you mean when you win $440 million?
That's true. But in order to win, in order to win, I actually have to play. And I haven't played Powerball in like 3 or 4 years. So
yeah, maybe this is the year to finish. Change that.
Maybe we'll go halvesies. You want to go halvesies?
Yeah,
$220 million each?
I'd take it. I would totally take it.
Sounds like a deal.
Well, I've taken this as well. I'm a Laker. I grew up in Sault Ste. Marie by Michigan's Lake Superior State University, and they have released the annual list of banished words and phrases from the university, and they include, let me ask you this, let that sink in, fake news, pre-owned, and hot water heater. You know, I've always wondered about hot water heater.
I don't even like a hot water heater like the actual thing, or is that like a term for something else?
People say that, but it really doesn't make any sense if you think about it. Like, all you really need to say is water heater. The hot water heater part is a little bit,
yeah, that
redundant.
Totally makes sense. It's kind of like saying an ATM machine.
Yeah.
You don't really need
exactly. You don't need that. Or a PIN number. You don't need the number on the end. The final one is, I don't even know how to pronounce this, but it was the Twitter word that was going around, kafif.
Yeah, the one that Donald Trump
kafifi. He meant convene or something, and it came out kafifi. Yeah.
Yeah. That was probably like the biggest word of 2017 for sure.
I'm sure. But now we're not allowed to use it anymore.
All right. Sounds good. I'm totally okay with that. That's trending topics for this morning.